are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. I know you love me. Thank you. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Happy Friday. By the way, guys, thank you so much for all the emails and advice you've been giving me on my in-laws coming in. It's going to be okay, though. I think we got it handled. They're going to be coming in for about 10 days. I'm very well aware that that's a whole third of a month, so we got it. I think we got it down, but I do appreciate all your emails. Earlier this week, we talked about, how to handle in-laws, right? Okay, and I promised you that we were going to talk about what to do with a daughter-in-law or son-in-law that wants nothing to do with you, okay? So we're going to have to look at things on the other end, because many of you have been writing me about how you never have access to your grandchildren, you're alienated from your son or daughter, and that's a pretty significant thing to go through, especially since one of the reasons why we even have kids is so we could have grandkids, you know? So for you to go through raising a kid just to not even have access to your grandkids later, that kind of stinks and you feel duped. So we're going to talk about that. But before we go there, I want to talk about this case really quickly. We had talked about how a woman's body was found in a water tank atop a Los Angeles hotel. I was just on KABC with Doug McIntyre, Terry Ray, and John Phillips discussing how dangerous drinking water would be if a cadaver had been floating in it for about 3 weeks. Now, just to recap you all, apparently Cecil Hotel in downtown Los Angeles, residents had been complaining that the water started to come in very slow. They were having problems with the water coming in the sink and the shower, I guess. So when maintenance workers decided to go and check out the water cistern, they found a body there. And from what we understand, the body has probably been there for about 2 to 3 weeks. Now, originally, officials had said that the death was accidental, which kind of confused us, because how does a body just show up in a water tank? But some people think maybe she had been intoxicated or under the influence of drugs. We don't know. But where the crux of the story is, and again, I our hearts and prayers are with her family, and may she rest in peace. The family must be going through just agony hearing the story. But other people going through agony are those that actually drank the water over the past few days in the hotel. Some had been complaining that it tasted foul. Some had said it was just, and of course, once they found out, then, you know, all your senses come into play going, oh my gosh, it tasted like this, it tasted like this. And so now you're hearing all these stories and you almost want to vomit when you hear that people were drinking water that had been, sponged and just completely doused in cadaver. Now, we've talked about, and I'm not going to go into it today, we will revisit it in another show, how a body decomposes and what happens, etc. But I was asked today on KBC, you know, what are the risks, okay? What can happen to them, to the hotel guests, if they drink water that had been contaminated by a cadaver for multiple weeks? Well, you know, for the most part, most people really don't get sick. You know, most of the bacteria that decay a body are not pathogenic, meaning they won't cause infection to other people. They will decay the body, but they won't necessarily hurt somebody else. Now, let's say, though, the body had HIV or hepatitis, okay? The morticians or the coroners, they do have to use universal precautions. And I would recommend it for anybody, whether you, you know their HIV status or not. And so, you know, we are always concerned about, you know, HIV, hepatitis, etc. They recommend that any coroner or mortician is hepatitis B vaccinated, because there's no vaccination now for HIV or hepatitis C that's being used. So you do always have that concern that any pathogen could be still living in the blood. And then if you sustain a needle stick from the cadaver, you could then be infected with HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, etc. However, for somebody who would drink water that was contaminated from a cadaver, we believe the worst thing that could maybe happen to them would be like a gastroenteritis. You know, some diarrhea, some vomiting, because of the newness of the bacteria being introduced to you. You know how many of you, you'll travel to a foreign country and then you'll come back with diarrhea, right? When you go to Mexico, we call it Montezuma's Revenge, but for the most part, it's a different flora. It's a different bacteria than your body is used to, so your body will try to reject it, and you'll either vomit or you'll have diarrhea, and you could get sick, of course, but contaminated water from a cadaver will, at the most, from what we understand, do the same. Now, they say this water cistern that had been, had treated the water. So there was chlorine, etc. So the chlorine, they claim, would have killed most of the bacteria that would have come down the pipes going into the guest rooms. But it's more of a disgust factor. Now, can a decomposing body be toxic? It can. When you decompose, you make substances called cadaverine, putrescine, the semen break down into spermine, and these things can be toxic in very, very high doses. But we don't believe any of those people that were guests at the hotel were exposed to any toxic doses because it had been diluted in the water. Okay? So I hope that kind of, you know, breaks it down for you. Now, you know, when people have asked me, well, what do they do when they, you know, how do they embalm somebody? What do they use? Well, they use formaldehyde. I mean, they drain the blood and then they put the formaldehyde in another artery and they, you know, they will, try to prevent dehydration of the eye and dehydration of the mouth. Sometimes they'll put a stitch in the mouth to kind of close it, temporarily, try to keep the lips kind of lubricated, because remember, the bodies have to be able to be viewed at a funeral, and you want, you know, God forbid, grandma or grandpa to look pretty good. Eyes, we never really sew shut, but they may temporarily glue them shut just to kind of not dry out the eye. But for the most part, they use formaldehyde. Sometimes they mix it with water. Sometimes they use other chemicals. But they do that to, again, prevent bacteria decomposing, just to slow that down. Whew! All right, let's get to some medical news. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Peter Kranschammel from Midas Resource. Today is February 22nd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,578. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,617.72, $808.86 for a half ounce, $404.43 for a quarter ounce, $1,617.72, $808.86, and $404.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org. Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners, but they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all so much. Thank you. One of you had heard me type on break. I type about maybe 90 words a minute. Not as good as my mom. My mom could type about 100 words a minute. And so I'm just kind of sending some notes to my office. I got to tell you, I'm just so thrilled with my staff. The staff at the office, not to mention the whole crew at GCN. I'm just surrounded by people who are just amazing. So if anybody does work with me, thank you out there, because I couldn't do what I do if it wasn't for everybody out there. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And good, I had to hit send. Okay, you see that? Look, that was pretty smooth. Look how I multitask. You see that? I am a working woman. I could bring all the bacon fried up in a pan. All right, so I could communicate with my office. I could pass the fiber, and I could do the radio show all at the same time. Not too shabby. All right. So we were talking about earlier this week relationships with the in-laws, whether it's your mother-in-law, father-in-law, or on the opposite end, daughter-in-law, son-in-law. Now, this is an email that's a little bit old, okay, but I haven't read this one on air yet, and I saved this email for this next topic. Francis writes, Dahlia, my son married his wife 4 years ago. We all blended well during the engagement period, but once they married, she cut us off. She never answers the phone. I assume she screens calls and doesn't come by with our one-year-old grandson. My son travels, so we rely on her for access to our grandchild. Any advice you could give would help. Now, you know, I know I make a lot of in-law jokes, especially mother-in-law jokes, because I just, to me, it's kind of funny. Even though, but that's not nice. That's not nice. All right. But this is a pretty, deep and very common subject that many people have. And so what we're going to try to do, of course, in between your medical calls and questions and concerns, is how do you handle a daughter-in-law or son-in-law that doesn't take to you? And why would that have happened and what to do? Now, we talked about a little bit earlier this week why some in-law issues happen, okay? You'll have, and I don't want to just stereotype and pick on the daughter-in-law or the mother-in-law, but a lot of times that's the root of the issues, all right? So we talked about how the bride, you know, will either fantasize about being, you know, taken by the prince and going back to his castle, or the bride will fantasize about her own castle and then everybody visiting her own castle, okay? Which some of us, you know, can, you know, categorize ourselves in one or the other. For me, I had always been fantasizing what my castle would be like. You know, I didn't expect all the litter boxes from the cats and all the dog poop from the dog, but, you know, reality sets in and it doesn't really look or smell like a castle. But, you know, I always thought of me and my husband would be the nucleus, and then my parents, their parents, etc., would be welcome, and, you know, but me and my husband would make a nucleus. I decided how I would do the holidays, how I would do Hanukkah, how I would also incorporate Christmas, because I love Christmas, how I would incorporate, I've always fantasized about how I would do my house, okay? Yet sometimes the in-laws look at things opposite. The in-laws look at, and I could see myself doing the same thing, okay? Well, I'm going to have grandkids. And then when I have grandkids, the grandkids are going to come to my castle, etc. Well, you forget, there may be a new nucleus. And if you don't understand the type of bride that is entering your family, or the type of prince that is entering your family, you may mess things up early on. So if your son, let's say, marries a daughter who isn't really looking at it, really not looking at joining your nucleus, but is looking at having their own nucleus, you better kind of identify that quickly, because you may have all these fantasies for the grandkids. You may fantasize what Thanksgiving's going to be like at your house, or Christmas is going to be like at your house, yet she's going to be saying, well, this is how I want it, and you have no idea. And even the bride sometimes has no idea until she gets into mommy mode. And once they go into mommy mode, then you have a very possessive type of personality. And I'm not saying it's bad. We all do. That's a part of our natural instinct. Now, I'm not saying you have to do it her way or the highway, but you are at a disadvantage. Now, I know some of you are calling in. We're going to kind of hit on, well, what to do? What if she's already cut you off? Where do you go with this? But I know some of you have been waiting patiently on the line. So, like I said, there's going to be a topic we're going to get to back and forth. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Luther on the line from Ohio. Hey, Luther, how you doing? Oh, he's driving? Okay, Luther, if you're driving, put your hands on the 10 and 2 position. Okay, we'll get back to your question then in a few. No problem. By the way, all of you out there battling the Midwest snow, hang in there, because I know you guys are battling some pretty heavy weather conditions. So hang in there, if not, just kind of pull over and listen to the show and kick back, relax. But I'll get to your questions. Okay, so now you have a relationship where something might have gone wrong, or the daughter-in-law or son-in-law really just doesn't have time or doesn't think of grandparent access to the grandchildren is a priority. Well, that's going to be pretty difficult. Now, some of you, your daughter-in-law or son-in-law or your grandchildren are across the country. Okay, that makes it very difficult, because now you got to travel, or you got to hope they travel. But what happens if everybody's in the same city? All right, what could you do? Well, if you're in the same city, always offering babysitting helps. Okay, moms always need help with babysitting, and moms always need somebody they could trust. So I think the grandparents that kind of help out with babysitting get some access. But what if she doesn't want that? Well, you're going to have a heart-to-heart talk with your son or your daughter, whoever is your biological child in this relationship, and say, you know, look, how could we make this work? All right, I understand maybe she or he doesn't want to hang out with us because we're in-laws, but what do we do so we could see the grandchildren? What would make them feel comfortable? Now, this is very difficult because some of the sons or wives, depending on who they're married to, can't bring up the in-law subject with their spouse. But this is something that has to be brought up. Whether you have a family meeting or not, communication is key. Now, let's say, how would I approach it? Because I'm very, very open. I'm very upfront. And even though my kids aren't marrying age, my guess is my future daughter-in-law, because I have two sons, is going to probably find me a little bit overbearing. Now, I don't want to be overbearing, okay? I've seen the mistakes many in-laws have made. And I see it because I'm a doctor. I've seen it in my own family. I've seen it with my own parents. So I've seen it. So I'm not going to force anybody to call me mom. I'm not going to force anybody to have me over X amount of times. I'm going to make sure, believe it or not, I know I seem overbearing, but I'm going to make sure they get their time. You know, the biggest mistake in-laws make is the bride and groom get married. They want to have their honeymoon period or that first year period, and the in-laws are all over it because they want to set the standard. Don't do that. You're going to screw things up. I want to make sure they get as much time to themselves as possible. But I'll sit down and go, look, I know hanging out with the in-laws isn't the most fun thing to do. What could we do so you guys don't kind of feel, you don't have to waste a night or a day doing something you don't want to do? Is there something you would like to do such that we could actually, you know, have access to you guys? Or do you guys need nights off? We'll watch the baby. Right, or what would make this easier? I have no problem identifying the situation. And, you know, she may go, oh, no, Dr. Dahlia. Yes, I will have her call me Dr. Dahlia. No. She'll call me Dahlia. I won't have her call her Dr. Dahlia. I'll make my kids call me Dr. Dahlia. She'll be like, oh, no, you know, you are the best mother-in-law. You're so beautiful and all that. But probably she's going to go the other way going, oh, my God, that I cannot stand that right-wing woman. Oh, my gosh, what if your kids marry a liberal? I don't even know where to go with that one. I mean, what am I supposed to talk about at Thanksgiving? What am I supposed to talk about at Thanksgiving, huh? All right. But I'm going to approach it as, you know, what choices, okay? You know, what you make the decision. I'd like to see the kids, you know, this many times a year or whatever. Thanksgiving. You don't have to spend Thanksgiving with us. I would like to have a Thanksgiving-type dinner with the kids, but it doesn't have to be on Thanksgiving. If you want to have Thanksgiving with your parents, you want to have Thanksgiving with your friends, I don't care. I don't care about Thanksgiving Day. But I would like to eat turkey with the kids. And my approach will be, because I am expecting issues with my daughter-in-law, women are very, very difficult to work with, some of them. And so, and of course, the type of woman who's going to marry my sons, she's going to have to be a tough cookie. Listen, I love my kids, but those boys are the biggest pain in the butts I have ever known. I don't know if it's my genes. I don't know if it's my mother-in-law's genes, but my kids are pains in the butt, which means if they find a woman who will actually put up with that, she's going to be a tough cookie on the daughter-in-law end. All right. Does any of that make sense? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What have you done to rectify the situation? Notice I use the word wrecked. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Oh, you bet I do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your medical questions, your concerns, and your critiques. Okay, so Luther, who's a driver in Ohio, and you're right, my drivers aren't allowed to be on cell phones, so you guys did good. If you ever can't, I don't want you guys getting in trouble or losing your CDL because you're calling into the Dr. Dahlia show, so that's great. Just let Don know what your question is, and I'll answer it. He was wondering about the benefits of testosterone replacement therapy. Now, this is something that I know you guys are getting hounded by over and over and over again. I know there's a lot of products out there, you know, saying you need this to boost your testosterone. Now, I commend the, I don't want to call it the pharmaceutical company, but I commend the nutraceutical company, these supplement companies for making men aware that testosterone could be an issue. And so even though I don't know about most of the products over the counter and whether they really help or not, I need to commend that industry for bringing up an extremely important topic where men could be low in testosterone. And if you are in low in testosterone, should you get it treated? Now, what would be signs of low testosterone in a man? Well, you could be irritable. Okay, and you know, I think that's a lot of you out there. Just like then me as a lady, I need to get myself some testosterone. Low sex drive, erectile dysfunction, having difficulty with your erections, making the erections, keeping the erections, showing off the erections. If you're fatigued, if you're tired, if your energy is down, you have trouble concentrating, you could be a little depressed. Even not sleeping well, low testosterone, you could lose muscle mass, you could have less stamina, and I think it's a great idea if you suffer from any of those to have your testosterone checked. I also urge anybody who's diabetic to have their testosterone checked, okay? Very easy blood test. Now, if your blood test is normal, all right, you need to ask your doctor, your medical provider, well, how normal is it? So let's say the range is between, depending on the lab, 250 to 800, okay? And the doctor says, well, your testosterone comes into the normal range, it's 295. Well, 295 is on the lower level of normal. And you may be a candidate for testosterone therapy. What if your doctor brings you into the 400 level? If you feel better and you feel like you had been at a deficit prior to taking the supplementation, then maybe the testosterone will work. So sometimes we do trial and error. Now, if your testosterone is in the 600s, we don't really, most of the time we really won't mess with it. But keep in mind, okay, going back to the erectile dysfunction, this is a biggie. If your testosterone is low, yes, you could have erectile dysfunction. Okay, they could give you testosterone, but that may not fix your erectile dysfunction. And if you do have erectile dysfunction, I don't want you to blame it only on the testosterone. Remember I told you that if you have erectile dysfunction, that can mean there's something else going on with the heart. Because if the blood vessels are compromised in the penis, then what about the bigger blood vessels in the heart? You know, some of you wrote me, what makes you think my heart blood vessels are bigger than the penis ones? Okay, we're just not going to go there, but you guys get what I'm saying. If you have any vascular insufficiency below the belt, my guess is you're going to have some vascular insufficiency above the belt. So please, for the love of the Lord, don't just blame it on low testosterone if your testosterone is low. Get your heart checked. Anybody who has erectile dysfunction needs to get their heart checked. But Obamacare doesn't cover it. I know they won't. I know the latest recommendations is don't EKG anybody that doesn't have a heart issue. You get that EKG and you ask a heart doctor to look a little further in case the EKG isn't specific enough to pick up any coronary plaquing. If you are having issues with blood vessels down there, you could be having issues with the heart. I am so grateful to Pfizer and their Viagra and the companies that produce Cialis and Levitra because these guys have saved lives. And it's not because I'm in bed with pharmaceutical companies. I'm in bed with nobody. Ask my husband. Okay. Sorry. All right. But the pharmaceutical companies that made erectile dysfunction medicine probably get the most credit for prompting men to go to the doctor. And, you know, about 15 years ago, men would send their wives in to get the Viagra for them. Now, it's something we could talk about. You know, people aren't as embarrassed about talking about their ED. So that now, they won't tell the nurse. They'll tell the nurse that they're in there for a cold or for strep. So I'll walk in there with, you know, the strep test. I'm like, no, I just told the nurse it was strep. It's really because, you know, I have ED. Okay, well, that's, you know, that's fine. You don't have to tell the nurse. You can just tell me. That's fine. But if you are, I mean, you know, bold enough to go to the doctor saying, I have this issue, then I am hoping your doctor or your nurse practitioner or PA capitalizes on that opportunity and checks your heart. Because many men with erectile dysfunction will have an issue with coronary artery disease or high cholesterol or high blood pressure or diabetes. Does that make sense? Okay, now, the reason why I'm bringing that up is because low testosterone could also mean that there's something wrong with you. We used to talk about male menopause, and the reason why we would talk about male menopause is because it would make us women feel good. And it was an argument we women could use when our men would give us crap for going through menopause. But unfortunately, ladies, men don't go through a menopause. A normal, healthy man should not have a testosterone drop. Drop to a degree where it's low. They may produce less. They may go from 400 to 300. They may go from 700 to 500. But if a man's testosterone is low, that's not part of nature. Something else could be going on. There was a man in my family, he was diagnosed with low testosterone before he was diagnosed with diabetes. The reason why he had low testosterone is because he had diabetes. But he wouldn't let the doctor test him for diabetes. What he did is he wouldn't let any blood work happen, so the old-time doc said, well, you know what, let me just give you a shot of testosterone. You seem like you've lost some muscle. Let's see if this gives you some oomph. So he got the shot of testosterone, started to feel good. Meanwhile, the reason why his testosterone was low and the reason why he was losing muscle mass is he was a diabetic. Now, I'm not saying all people with low testosterone are diabetics, but if your testosterone is low, make sure your doctor is looking at everything else, your thyroid, your cholesterol, diabetes, etc. Because a healthy human male doesn't always naturally have testosterone drops. Does that make sense? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Now, in the olden days, we'd give you like a testosterone pill. Testosterone pills don't seem to work as well as transdermal, like these androderm patches or injectables. These once-a-month testosterone injectables seem to work pretty well. Now, mind you, you need to be a candidate for testosterone therapy. So if you have an enlarged prostate, if you are starting to grow a prostate cancer that hasn't been diagnosed, you need to get that checked. I love a good, thorough urological evaluation for my men who have low testosterone, because the last thing I want to do is be injecting them with testosterone and that promoting growth of their prostate, especially if they're brewing a prostate cancer. So your PSAs have to be watched before, while, during. We need to watch the size of the prostate. You know, sleep apnea could actually worsen with testosterone in some cases. To me, I would think it would improve because you're gaining muscle mass, you're more energetic, maybe you'll work out, maybe you'll lose weight, but that is something to think about. Your blood counts could thicken. Sometimes we know somebody's doping because their blood counts are thicker, and it's not just the erythropoietin. Like in Lance Armstrong's case, it could be testosterone. And if you have heart failure, we're going to probably avoid testosterone therapy. I hope this helps. Keep your calls coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love being able to connect with you guys even when I'm off air, because sometimes news comes in and news breaks, and that's the only way I could get to y'all, because I know y'all aren't listening to the news or listening to the radio all the time. Even though you can listen to Dr. Dahlia all the time on your iPhone app, that's free, or your Android app. That's free. If you have any problems downloading the iPhone app or the Android app, it's not because it's a bad show. It's just because you don't know how to access it. So you could go to my website and you could find the little icons that allow you to access the iPhone app or Android app and download it. If not, just go to your Apple store or Android store. Okay? No, we don't validate parking. And you can also email me at drdahlia.com. I'm almost all caught up. I think I have one more email to get to, and then I am all caught up on emails. You could always email us there. If you do go to my website, please sign into the guest book. It's always nice to know who's listening, where you guys are listening from, and don't forget to check out the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. We have a few cabins left when we leave out of Seattle at the end of the summer, at the end of June, to go up the Inside Passage of Alaska. It is going to be the most phenomenal trip you've ever been on. Alaska is exquisite. And, of course, I'll be there. We're going to teach you guys some stuff. We're going to have a lot of parties. It's just going to be a phenomenal trip. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you guys have been hearing about how doctors have been making bone with 3D printers, right? We've been kind of fooling around with printers now in the lab. Well, I guess a team of researchers have actually created an artificial ear using a 3D printer. Yep. This team was at Cornell University. They printed out an ear. The study is published in PLOS ONE. Cornell biomedical engineers and Weill Cornell Medical College physicians described how 3D printing and injectable molds, which are comprised of living cells, have been able to be used to create a natural-looking ear. No wax in it yet. It's actually a pretty clean, gosh darn good-looking ear. They hope this artificial ear will aid children with the deformity microtia. It basically where they have an inner ear, but the external ear doesn't develop. So then they end up having hearing loss. So this is something that they could be using kind of like a, I don't want to say prosthetic, because it'll hopefully blend in and because it's made of living cells, be able to, you know, attach and grow and et cetera. So, you know, what we're able to do now in medical science is create organs. I mean, with a 3D printer. Now, true, it doesn't have, you know, this would be the outer part, just like when they scaffolded bone using a 3D printer. I'm sure they'll be able to even make it a nose. Okay, so basically what they did is they created a digitized 3D image of a human subject ear, and then they converted the image into a digitized solid ear. So for those of you, you know, who are into computer science or you're into computers and you really kind of dig all this stuff, there's definitely room for you in the medical field. Once the mold was ready, they injected it with collagen made from rat tail. Okay, so you got some rat butt in there, and then added 250 million cartilage cells from the ears of cows. The researchers linked the consistency of the high-density gel. They kind of, or they likened it, I should say, kind of like Jell-O. And they said the process was quick. It took a half a day to design the mold, a day or so to print it, 30 minutes to inject the gel, and then they could remove the ear 15 minutes later. They trimmed the ear down, let it culture for 7 days in a nourishing cell culture media, and then implanted. And it's safe because you're not rejecting somebody else's ear. It's not autologous, but it's not as insulting to the immune system as another human's ear. So this is pretty cool stuff. I mean, I would love to get a new uterus, and I'm at the age where I kind of need new breasts. And imagine, I mean, it would need to be a little bit more consistent than Jell-O, because I need some firmness. That's the whole reason why I need new breasts. But can you imagine? No, I know there's no 3D printer big enough. But still, that would be pretty cool for them to be able to do that. So, you know, that's where they're going. Now, would any of your insurance plans on Obamacare pay for a new ear or nose if you needed it? Probably not. No. So this is just one of those things where we get teased. And then there's really not much we get to do about it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know how much the toner costs. All I know is I am really sick and tired of my printers. I am sick and tired of buying toner. That has got to be the biggest jip and scam. What we spend on toner, I don't want to use the printer. And then the drum, to replace the drum, you might as well just replace the printer. It's too expensive. I can't stand the whole printing issue. But I don't think they use ink, so I doubt the toner cartridge is of much issue. So I guess you save on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, experts are saying not only could red wine fight heart disease and fight dementia, but red wine may prevent hearing loss. Why? It's the resveratrol. Resveratrol is found in red grapes and therefore red wine. And we have found that resveratrol has some benefits to preventing cancer, heart disease, etc. And in the study at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, they said healthy rats were less likely to suffer noise-induced hearing loss when given resveratrol before being exposed to loud noise for a long period of time. I don't know how they would test. I mean, there are some auditory invoked potential like testing, I guess you could do. You know, I don't think the rats sit there like we used to in grade school. Remember you had to raise your hand where you heard the little ding, ding. You know, you'd have to raise your hand. See, me, I got bored. So I would start falling asleep and I wouldn't really pay attention to the dings. So they thought I had a hearing problem for a long time. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I was supposed to pay attention. And no, it wasn't that I was ADD, but remember how soft they would make those ding sounds? You start to not care and you're looking around the booth and you're, you know, kind of checking out the, you know, the kids in line waiting for their turn, and you're kind of giggling because you got the, you know, you got the headphones on and you're in a soundproof room. And I just would stop paying attention, you know, because there was, you know, other things I would have rather focused on at the time. So, they thought I had a hearing problem. And actually I do. I do have a discriminatory problem. If I'm in a room where there's lots of people talking, I can't hear you. You can be standing in front of me. I have no idea what you're telling me. But if I'm in a quiet room like the studio, I could hear very well. So I have a speech discrimination issue where I can't understand what you're telling me. But it's never really been a problem because when I'm in a patient room, it's just me and the patient. And the nurse usually doesn't talk, so if the nurse is there. But if the kids are fighting and I go, tell me what the hell is going on, and they're both talking at the same time, I don't understand a word they say. I don't, but I fake it, right? I say, okay, you're both grounded. Both of you go to bed. Leave me alone. But mom, it's six at night. Go to bed. You're grounded. I heard both your cases and you are grounded. That's why I can never be a judge. Because, if the opposing attorney objects and he's talking while the other attorney is going on, I won't be able to understand it if anybody else is talking. 1-877-DOCDALI. So where are we going with this wine thing? Okay, so resveratrol in wine, they believe, protects the body's inflammatory process. So if you do have loud noise and it could inflame, let's say, your hair cells, even though we know hair cells in the inner ear start to die as you age, maybe it causes some sort of an acute protection against inflammation. I really have no idea. The problem is they're testing rats, so it's not like we could interview them or talk to them and they could raise their little paw. Do rats have paws? What do rats have? I don't know. All right, so researchers also found that after eating red or dark meat, the compounds called malonyldehyde accumulate in the bloodstream. Well, that's going to be good for another pop quiz. Remember that, guys. All right, but don't get gout while you're trying to protect your hearing. Don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunzelmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.